Hello and welcome to BBC Bite Size with the Naked Scientists, Chris Smith and Kat Arney. Now, in part one, we heard about the properties of enzymes and how they're involved in respiration. But what about the other jobs that enzymes do, including digesting our dinner? Tell us more about that, Kat.
Digestion's an absolutely vital process. Obviously, we need to break down the food we eat into smaller parts and then into individual molecules that can be absorbed into the body. And this relies on enzymes.
So what kind of enzymes are we talking about?
Unlike the enzymes involved in respiration, which work inside cells, digestive enzymes are released from cells into your guts. So we have an enzyme called amylase that's produced by the salivary glands. This starts breaking down starch into sugars as you chew your food. And a bit of amylase is also made by the pancreas and the small intestine. Now, the stomach, the pancreas and the small intestine also make proteases. These break down proteins into amino acids. You also make lipases. These break fats or lipids down into fatty acids and glycerol. And these are made by the pancreas and, again, the small intestine.
And all those enzymes you said end in ase, A-S-E. So is that standard or is that common?
Yes, most enzymes do end in ase. So, for example, amylase, that's a carbohydrase, meaning that it breaks down carbohydrates. Proteases, they break down proteins, and lipases break down lipids.
Sure, but isn't the stomach very acidic? And you mentioned earlier that this is going to affect whether the enzymes work properly. So how will that affect them?
Well, you're right. As we said in part one, specific enzymes work best at certain pHs or acidity levels. Your stomach makes hydrochloric acid, and this helps to kickstart digestion and kills off many harmful bacteria that might be lurking in your dinner. But the enzymes in the stomach work best in these very acidic conditions, around pH 2.
And then what happens?
After the stomach, the food passes into your small intestine. Now, the enzymes here work best in more alkaline conditions, about pH 7.5. So you need something called bile. Ugh. And that's produced by the liver, stored in the gallbladder. Bile's very alkaline, and it neutralises the acid that passes through from the stomach.
OK, so we've talked about enzymes in the body, but what else can they be used for?
You've probably seen boxes of biological washing powder, and this means that they contain enzymes. Enzymes are often used in industry because they make such great catalysts. This means that reactions can take place at lower temperatures and pressures, and that cuts costs.
So give us some examples as to how they're used.
Well, think about proteases. Proteases are used for making baby foods because they can digest the proteins in them, and that makes them easier to eat. Lipases and proteases are used in biological washing powders, and that breaks down the fats and proteins that stain your clothes. Carbohydrases are used to break down cheap starch syrup, converting it into sugar syrup, which is used in sweet drinks. And isomerase converts the sugar glucose into the sugar fructose. And this is sweeter than glucose, so less of it's needed, for example, if you're making diet products.